بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وروي عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قرأ حاميم الدخان ليلة الجمعة غفر له. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned whoever recites Surah Hamim al-Dukhan in the 25th juz of the Quran al-Majid on the eve of Friday, which is Thursday night after Maghrib, all his sins, minor sins, will be forgiven. In another hadith, it is mentioned whoever recites the surah fi laylatin during the night, asbaha yastaghfiru lahu sab'una alf malak, 70,000 angels will be making dua for his forgiveness that night till the morning. It's also mentioned that whoever recites Surah Dukhan on the night of Jumu'ah or during the day of Jumu'ah, banallahu lahu biha baytan fil Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build for him a palace in Jannah through the barakah of reciting the surah. So there are so many benefits: forgiveness of sins and angels making dua for forgiveness, and furthermore a palace in Jannah just for reciting the surah. It's about 4 pages. Let us make a firm intention that inshaAllah on a Thursday night we will take out a few minutes to recite the Surah Dukhan in the 25th juz of the Quran. Or easier than that is the dua for contentment of the heart. It is in there, the Surah Dukhan, and these virtues are also mentioned there in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One more, that person that recites Man qara'a Yasin, Surah Yasin fi laylatil jum'ah, ghufira lahu. Whoever recites Surah Yasin on a Thursday night, the eve of Friday, Allah Ta'ala will forgive his sins. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll read a little bit about Surah Kahf and some of the benefits of Surah Kahf, but today, these two surahs, inshaAllah, let us see how we can make amal on it. Let Allah give us profit.